two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Hey, guess what we have, Dave?
Dave and Dujanovic, the follow-up report.
Got a follow-up report to a discussion we had about a month and a half ago. John Deere tractor. That's right. The strike is over.
In John Deere
Green, 10,000 striking workers are going back to work. And I think the workers won. I cannot wait to tell you all the things they squeezed out of that $111 billion company.
Did you seriously find a country song totally dedicated to John Deere tractors?
The late, great Joe Diffie.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Good find.
Fan club, Diffie Cult. I was a card-carrying member in the 90s.
Okay, please tell me you're not joking. Please tell me that you played dues to be on the Diffie fan club.
Diffie Cult. It's
like the Diffie Cult.
Yeah. So they had 10,000 workers on strike, and it was a big disaster, really, for the company because they had to bring in these temporary workers. And I think at the time when we were discussing this, you said, great, bring in the temporary workers. Well, here's what ended up happening. One of them died. There was a tragic death involving one of them. There's a temporary working situation. Well, fast forward, big announcement today that this strike is now over. I do think there's more to it than, hey, this is a story about, tractors and Joe Diffie and his song, John Deere Green. This is a story about the everyday man and woman getting what they think is right out of their employer.
ABC's Andy Field is reporting on this. The union, I guess, is declaring victory on this one.
John Deere's United Auto Worker members ratifying a contract that gives them a 20% raise over 6 years, 10% just this year. Members will also get a more than $8,000 signing bonus, enhanced retirement, and cost of living benefits. The contract covers more than 10,000 John Deere workers across the country.
And you're doing a lap for the John Deere workers.
Absolutely. $8,500 signing bonus.
Yep.
10% raise immediately. They get raises, 5% raises, which I don't know if that's going to be less or more than the cost of living by then, the way inflation's going, in the third and the fifth year, and a lump sum payments as well. Yeah, it's absolutely a victory for these 10,000 workers.
Okay, that's nice. But you always forget, whenever we give these huge raises, and that is a huge raise, right? Whenever we give these huge raises, rest assured, that's getting passed on to the consumer. If you want a John Deere tractor, $20,000, well, maybe that now costs $25,000. If you want, I don't want a big tractor, I'm not a farmer.
How do
I just
you know
want,
that?
I'm literally looking at it on the website right now. If you want a 42-inch rear discharge mower, John Deere, guess how much? $5,000. Well, maybe after this raise, maybe that's now $5,500. Trust me, that is going to be passed on to the consumer.
You're the spokesperson for all of corporate America. you really are. I mean, then you need to give back all your raises ever. Yeah, all of them ever. You make no sense. Just because somebody got a nice, probably well-deserved raise, and they had a union to help negotiate with them, don't be jealous. Don't be jealous. Be happy. You truly are. You are.
All right, Bernie. Let's talk all about the worker. Let's not worry about anybody that
America
actually has to buy this stuff.
Is literally dialing the show right now, asking to hire you as their spokesperson.
I'm just telling you.
Why are you in their court on this?
Corporate. Well, they're the people that employ you and I, right? I mean, so they're the ones. I just know corporate America, and I'm not saying corporate America is without sin. I'm just saying that corporate America will continue to make their profits. That is what's going to happen. They're not just going to be like, you know what, maybe we can take a big old thumping. No, they're going to pass those costs onto the consumer. So you can keep saying, hey, this is great, this is great. There is a give and take. You get a raise as an employee, I pay more as a consumer. It's pretty simple.
Dave, you're the negative Nelly. John Deere.
Strike, 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 strike.
That was a follow-up report to something Dave and I talked about a few months ago. That strike is over. 10,000 workers back on the job.
How about my cereal? Is Kellogg's back?
Not yet.
She's like, you're not going to get those frosted mini wheats, Dave. Hope you don't want those frosted flakes.
Let's talk about Utah Gives Back. We've been talking about it all morning long. It's as always, our partner, Select Health, and we're talking about Volunteers of America and the great work that they do for youth experiencing homelessness in our community. Kathy Bray is the CEO of Volunteers of America. She's live on the line. Good morning, Kathy. It's been a little while since we've talked to you. It's always good to talk to you. Why don't we start by talking about, as an agency, what you're doing at Volunteers of America to address homelessness among our youth?
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be with you, too. It has been a while, and there's so much going on in terms of helping homeless individuals in the community. So Volunteers of America, one of our focus areas within homelessness is to help homeless youth. So 15 to 22-year-olds who find themselves without a place to live. Very sad. Our focus is in helping these youth get in off the streets, and find a safe place where they can sleep overnight, get meals and so forth, and then move them out into community housing.
What do some of these services look like for the kids?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. There was a young woman who I'm thinking of. She had aged out of the foster care system and was doing okay. And then when she lost her first job, when she was like 18, she didn't have a parent's house to go back and sleep on their couch for a little while, found herself at our youth resource center. And then our staff meet one-on-one with each of these youth to find out what their situation is. And she was very interested in completing her high school education, which she hadn't done yet. So we helped them get connected with Horizonte, finish their high school education. We moved her into our young women's transition home. And that was where she completed high school and started working toward college and got a job. So we have a transition home for young women, and they can stay there 18 months or so to really stabilize, increase their income, finish school. And she's actually continued her college education. She has an apartment now. We were able to help her move in with rapid rehousing funds that we have through the federal government. So we help the youth all along the way, and she now has her own apartment and is going to the University of Utah and serving on the Salt Lake County Youth Advisory Board. So
that's awesome.
It's a great success story and lots of youth like that.
Kathy Bray is the CEO of Volunteers of America, and they provide innumerable services to youth in our community experiencing homelessness. Kathy, in the next 60 seconds, I wanted you to explain to our listeners what you wish they understood about the youth in our community who are homeless. And then I want our listeners to stay tuned because Dave has an important announcement for you, Kathy. But first, why don't you address my question? Yeah.
Sure. You know, I think the ways that the youth come into homelessness varies. Certainly the foster care youth. But it has to do with family disruption, and it can be a number of things. And it could be a death of a parent. It could be divorce and family disruption that way. It might be that a youth comes out as LGBTQ and that causes conflict. Well, there are a lot of different ways that youth end up in the homeless being homeless at that young of an age, and they are very vulnerable, and we can help them.
The community support, I know, is so crucial for you guys and having that relationship back and forth. Well, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Foundation has given us the go-ahead. We get to announce and let you guys know that they'll be making a $5,000 donation to Volunteers of America. And just wanted to let you know how much we appreciate everything that you've done and are doing for these kids.
Guys, thanks, Dave and Debbie. It's so great to have that support and your support. We really are making a difference in the lives of homeless youth, and it's just so great to be honored by gifts like that and by time on your radio show. So that's great. Oh, good. I can't wait to tell the rest of the staff.
It's wonderful.
Christmas comes early.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
Kathy, please tell everybody at Volunteers of America that Dave and I so appreciate the work they're doing. We appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to day to be on the show with us. Maria's next. Let me speak to the governor.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.